Timothy's gift was nothing other than the authority and the equipment to be a minister of Jesus Christ.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to the first chapter of 2 Timothy, continuing a series out of this passage in verses 1 to 7, dealing with the molding of a man. We've been looking in particular at the various ingredients that God uses, the various tools that God uses to make a man into all that he intended for him to be. We saw Paul, the apostolic servant, in verse 1, to whom God had given a mission, a mandate, and a message, and those three great ingredients made him all that God intended for him to be. We've seen Timothy, the apostolic son. Timothy, my beloved son, Paul says, the one whom Paul had led to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw there the ultimate source of his fashioning or molding in verse 2. He had become a child of God, and he'd been introduced to the grace, mercy, and peace of God. That was the ultimate source of his fashioning. And then the unfolding source of his fashioning is in verses 3 to 7, and we've seen a couple of significant items there. One is parental upbringing in verse 5, the unfeigned faith of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, which had come to reside in Timothy as well. And then his spiritual friendship, and we saw some powerful principles of friendship that are laid out in this context. We saw the tremendous effect of godly friendship upon other people. And then his special endowment, and that's in verses 6 and 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, where the scripture says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting out of my hands," Paul says. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And in those two verses, there are unveiled for us two facets of a special endowment that God had given to the young man Timothy, which were very powerful ingredients in molding and fashioning him into all that God intended for him to be. And those very same ingredients are accessible to us in our day and age. As we come to the 6th and 7th verses of 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul now turns from the indirect means that God had used to shape and mold and fashion Timothy's character, namely his parents and his friends. He turns from that, those indirect means, to a direct gift which God had given him. In so doing, he identifies for you and me this morning two special endowments that God provides for the young man Timothy. In a very real sense, we may claim them for our own lives. Two special endowments that God provides for this young man Timothy, which make his ministry both possible. Without these endowments, there is no possibility that a young man like Timothy can carry on the awesome responsibilities of the ministry imposed upon him. They make his ministry both possible and powerful. There are these two special endowments. I would call the first one a ministry gift. That's in verse 6. Stir up the gift of God which is in thee. I would call the second one an energy gift. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, energy. He's given us love. What a dynamic that is. He's given us a sound mind, soberness and sobriety, perception, prudence, and wisdom. He's given us a ministry gift, and he's given us an energy gift. The ministry gift makes our ministry possible. The energy gift makes our ministry powerful. The ministry gift provides for us competency. God never thrusts us out into the arena of life, into the sphere of the ministry, without providing us with the necessary equipment and competency to carry on the ministry. It gives us competency. The energy gift gives to us the courage that we need to do God's work. Now, what is this gift, this ministry gift that God had supplied to the young man Timothy? This gift of God's grace, this charisma, as it is called in the Greek New Testament. We do not know with absolute certainty what it is, but we can hazard a guess. It seems somehow to be attached to his ordination, something to do with the laying on of my hands, the Apostle Paul says, especially to apostolic transmission. We really can't reduplicate what Paul is talking about here in our day and age because there's a certain apostolic authority and power invoked here. It's the Apostle Paul speaking. But it seems somehow to have been attached to his ordination, especially to apostolic transmission. And in that sense, we may infer that it was a gift which related to the ministry itself. It's my own conviction that Timothy's gift was nothing other than the authority and the equipment to be a minister of Jesus Christ. When God had saved Timothy, he called him to the ministry. When God saved us, he called us. From the moment of my conversion, the moment I was saved, there was an inbred intuitive awareness that God had called me not only to salvation, but he had called me to his service. It was simultaneous with my conversion. It isn't always that way, but it was in my own experience. I believe it was that way in Paul's experience and very likely in Timothy's as well. When God had saved Timothy, he called him to the ministry. And this gift, stir up the gift of God which is in thee, this gift seems to include both the office and the authority and the necessary equipment to fulfill the job to which God had called Timothy. It means to me on a practical level that when God gives a man a station in life, that God gives to that man the necessary resources and equipment to fulfill that station. God will never leave us alone. God will never leave us unequipped to do the job. Whatever station in life he provides for us, whatever responsibility, whatever calling, whatever position, God will, with that calling, provide the necessary equipment to fulfill it. And that's what Paul is saying to Timothy. And he's saying, you've received the gift, now stir it up. Rekindle it, is the idea. Now, there's a ministry gift there. I don't want to amplify it a great deal. I want to go into the next one. There's not only a ministry gift, there's also an energy gift. The ministry gift made possible Timothy's ministry. The energy gift made powerful Timothy's ministry. And so, the apostle says to Timothy that God has given him something. First, he tells him something. He tells him first what he has not given him, and then he tells him what he has given him. God hath not given to us the spirit of fear, Paul says to Timothy. Now, that was very relevant to this young man. We've considered on other occasions the problems that Timothy faced, which made necessary this statement, Timothy, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. There was Timothy's youth. He was a man marked by mental immaturity simply because he was young. There was Timothy's ill health. He was a man marked by physical infirmity. Paul said to him on one occasion, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake and for thy frequent ailments or infirmities. He was young. He had a mental immaturity. He was ill of health. He had a certain physical infirmity. He had a timidity of temperament. He had a certain level of emotional instability. Timothy was young in years. Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, Paul said to Timothy on several occasions. He was young in years. He was frail in physique. Take a little oinos, a little wine, a little fruit of the vine for thy stomach's sake and thy frequent ailments. And he was retiring in disposition. He was very timid in his temperament. He was shy and retiring. Paul said to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 16, verses 10 and 11, when Timothy comes to minister in your midst, you see to it that he is there with you without fear. Timothy was retiring in his disposition. He was timid in his temperament. His natural endowments had not in any way suited him for the powerful ministry to which God was calling him. But God can take a man like Timothy. He can take a man with these limitations, a man young in years, a man frail in physique, a man retiring in disposition, a man totally unsuited to the requirements and the pressures of the ministry, and by the mighty act of salvation, And the deposit of himself within the man, the deposit of God within the man, and the supply of these powerful gifts, God can take a man totally unsuited for the ministry, totally unsuited naturally for a certain walk of life, and radically transform him and make him powerful for him in that circumstance. God can do that for you, by the way. Whatever the pressures God's allowing to come, whatever the circumstances into which God has called you, whatever the station of life or the level of responsibility that God has committed to your stewardship at this point, you can be sure God will equip you. God will energize you. God will strengthen you. He will meet your needs. And if there is ever a classic example of that in the Bible, it's in the circumstance of the young man Timothy. God can take a man like Timothy and give to him those special endowments of a ministry gift and an energy gift and make him a flaming torch for the glory of God and for the good of others. And he can do it for you as well. So Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, cowardliness, and that's what that word fear means there. It means timidity or cowardliness. That very ingredient that was native to the nature of Timothy, the young man. Paul says to Timothy, cowardliness has nothing whatsoever to do with Christianity. We are not to be marked by moral anemia. We can depend upon the omnipotent, all-powerful God of the universe to meet our needs in every circumstance of life. Cowardliness has nothing whatsoever to do with the Christian life. We are not to be marked by moral anemia. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. But now God has given us something. What hath God given us? So Paul says, now I want you to understand precisely what it is that God has given to you. God is a gracious God. He's always giving. He's always taking the initiative. He's always responding to our needs. He's always stooping over, bending down, condescending in grace and love to meet our needs. He's always giving. That's the kind of a God he is. That's native to his nature. And he gives the very best that he has. He gave his son. How shall he not freely with him give us all things that relate to our ministries, to our daily lives? He is always giving. Now, what has he given to us? Paul says, God has given to us the Holy Spirit. He's not given us the pneuma, the spirit of fear, but he has given us a pneuma. He's given us the Holy Spirit, and this Holy Spirit provides for us a trilogy of virtues that will help us to conquer our inhibitions and our fears and make us, like Timothy, flaming torches and dynamic, powerful servants of God. What is that trilogy of virtues? Well, here it is. You can see it right there in verse 7. First, Paul says, God has given us power. He gives to us power, love, and a sound mind. That's wisdom. Power, love, and a sound mind.
Thank you for joining us for Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you would like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. You can call area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, email khmg@hbcguam.net. Coming up next time on Living Redemptively.
We have high ideals. We have weak wills. To will is present with me, Paul says, but how to perform I find not. I need power.
That's coming up next time on Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.